policy analyst Judith Solomon came to the Capitol to talk about expanding Medicaid, the joint state-federal health care program for the poor. Solomon is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities in Washington, a think tank that studies how public policy affects low- and middle-income families. And she's all about expanding Medicaid.
At the end of the day, I think it really does come back to the fact that, you know, the state's going to incur costs either way. They'll actually incur more costs if you don't expand.
And that puts Solomon and the Democrats in direct opposition to Governor Branstad, who says the state can't afford the expansion. Solomon cites studies indicating how individual states would fare under an expanded Medicaid. She says many states would end up paying more in the long run if they bring more families on. But she says for Iowa and some northeastern states, it would be different. Those states would come out ahead. They'd be so-called net savers. Democrats liked what they heard.
It's great to have somebody come from far away to tell us, I think, what we know.
That's Iowa City Democratic Senator Joe Bochum. The policy analyst says that Republican governors in other states have begun to sign on for Medicaid expansion after first resisting it. That includes most recently Ohio Governor John Kasich.
And maybe my question is whether you have a phone number for Governor Kasich that we could share with Governor Branstad. To try and move him beyond kind of this ideological place he lives in.
Solomon spoke to the group of lawmakers who write the budget for health and human services, including Medicaid, and the Republican chair was not pleased. Representative David Heaton of Mount Pleasant doesn't immediately agree with the idea that Iowa would save money in the long run by expanding Medicaid.
You know something? I haven't seen any numbers yet to prove that fact. All I hear is a testimony from a lady that we didn't even invite to come speak to this committee.
Solomon came at the invitation of Heaton's co-chair, Democrat Jack Hatch, who's been named as a potential candidate to run against Governor Branstad if Branstad decides to run again. Heaton says he'll be talking to Senator Hatch about injecting politics into budget talks.
All of a sudden, by committees becoming a political platform, rather than gathering information and starting to prepare our budget, that's what we're supposed to do here, not to make statements, political statements, supporting this, supporting that, and putting pressure on my governor and everything else.
Meanwhile, Ohio's Governor Kasich is taking heat from conservatives for his decision. And Governor Branstad apparently is not impressed. A Branstad spokesman says Iowa is not like Ohio. He says it's common sense that it will cost more money to put thousands more people on Medicaid. Meanwhile, Judith Solomon hopes Governor Branstad follows the lead of his fellow Republican governors.
Arizona, Governor Brewer, Governor Martinez in New Mexico, Governor Dalrymple in North Dakota, and Governor Sandoval in Nevada,
who have all signed on to Medicaid expansion. Governor Branstad favors a redesign of Iowa's own health care program instead. He vows to work with the legislature to find what he calls thoughtful solutions. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.